you're a fan of Star Wars or Star Trek or stars simply shining, you're in the right place. It's April 3rd, 2024. Today, we've got an update about Todd Phillips' Joker sequel, new photos from Star Wars The Acolyte, new photos from Star Trek Discovery, and two new episodes of Star Wars The Bad Batch. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Todd Phillips released a new official poster for Joker Folie à Deux. The poster shows Joaquin Phoenix's character Arthur Fleck dancing with Lady Gaga's character Harleen Quinzel. And while this story may not be an official part of James Gunn and Peter Safran's DCU, many fans are excited to see a new version of one of DC's most toxic, horrific, and iconic couples ever. We first saw the Joker and Harley Quinn get together in Batman the Animated Series. In fact, Harley Quinn was created just for that animated show. Of course, now she's one of the most popular DC characters. She's been featured in the most recent Suicide Squad films and games, and she even has her own adult animated series. And now, Lady Gaga will be taking on the role of Joker's love interest in the next film. However, we don't know exactly how this story will play out. After all, in the first film, Arthur Fleck's relationship was purely imagination, so we can't be certain how much of what we're seeing now will be real either. We do know this. While Arthur Fleck has his full clown makeup on in the poster, and even seems to be sporting a suit and bow tie, Harley Quinn is not wearing her iconic clothes. In fact, the only makeup she has on in the poster is red streaked lipstick and a single line across her eye. Beyond that, she's wearing an elegant white dress. We don't know much else. However, director Todd Phillips did confirm that the first official trailer for Joker Folie à Deux will premiere on April 9th. Entertainment Weekly released exclusive new photos from Disney and Lucasfilm's upcoming series, Star Wars The Acolyte. The photos feature Jackie Lawn, a half-human, half-Thelan Jedi Padawan. She's played by Daphne Keene, who is best known for playing Laura Kinney, aka X-23, in Logan. We get to see her in a dangerous wooded area with her green lightsaber out. And we also get to see a close-up of her character's face, showing us spikes and orange lines across her eyes. Entertainment Weekly asked, "So what can you tell us about Jackie Lawn?" Daphne Keene responded saying, "Well, I'm very excited that we know her name now because it was secret for so long. And I'm very happy that I get to say she's an alien and that she's a Padawan and that she's a Jedi. She's a mixed species, part Thelan, part human. She's very cool and I have some very cool fights I do with a lightsaber. I really love her. She's a great character and was really fun to play." The Acolyte will premiere on Disney Plus on June 4th, 2024. Spoiler TV released new photos for the second episode of Star Trek Discovery Season 5. The second episode is titled Under the Twin Moons. The first photo shows us Saru standing in his quarters surrounded by planted beautiful light. One photo features Michael Burnham and Rayner. Rayner is a Kelleran, which is an alien species we've learned very little about within the Star Trek world. There's lots to learn about the Kelleran, but there's also lots to learn about Rayner's unique experience. The newest episodes of Star Trek Discovery will premiere on Paramount Plus on April 4th. Two new episodes of Star Wars The Bad Batch premiere today. Season 3, Episode 10, Identity Crisis, finds fans in a peaceful market scene with a parent and a child. But things take a darker turn when the toddler displays special capabilities and a bounty hunter is tipped off about those innate gifts, showcasing the Empire's increasing interest in Force-sensitive assets. Meanwhile, Dr. Hemlock and Dr. Carr continue working on Project Necromancer and M-Count experimentation. Season 3, Episode 11, Point of No Return, opens with the pirate Fee landing at a space station to refuel, but Dr. Hemlock's shadow operative is there to meet her. After downloading data from Fee's encrypted Navi computer, the clone leaves to pursue Omega and the Bad Batch on the planet Pabu. Unaware of the impending danger, Hunter, Rekka, Omega Batcher, and Crosshair prepare for a journey of their own. The newest episodes of The Bad Batch are on Disney Plus now. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. A new trailer for the Garfield movie has been released. Come back tomorrow for the Witcher news. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 3rd, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, be sure to check out sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.